I thought of you over the weekend when I saw this, because you are somebody, for those who know you personally, you have lip stuff on you all the time. It's like a chapstick, but it's not a chapstick.
It's a medicated lip ointment, actually, Ink. It's Blistex, and I've got about 300 packets of it at home.
Not that you, it hasn't been prescribed to you, but it's something that you had the dry lip situation many, many years ago, and now you're attached to it. Your lips are addicted to this.
And that's not me addicted to it, it's my lips. They're addicted to this particular lip balm, and if I don't have it, I start to wig out.
Well, they go through withdrawals, your lips. Your lips, exactly like anyone who's going through drug withdrawal. You know, they break out, they start shivering, they have the sweats.
Yes.
They're angry, they need to be locked away for a few days. Then they go through a 12-step program to be able to be living their lives without being coated in chapstick. So I saw this and thought of you, because you've got this lip stuff everywhere.
I do. Well, I keep, because I keep, my greatest fear, as you know, Ink, is that it's going to be discontinued one day.
Not that there is an inkling.
No.
That it is going to be discontinued. But I do agree with you here, because they just take things off the shelves without telling you.
All of a sudden it's gone.
Yeah. So, but you'd have been in the store and there would have been a
tanty
cleanup on aisle four. There is a 50-year-old man that is in the fetal position crying.
Yep.
Bring out the mop. So this is what I thought about you. I lost my car chapstick, and now my bag chapstick is in my room, and my room chapstick is in my car, and my whole life is out of whack.
Absolutely. I've got, there's the bathroom one, the bedroom one. There's also one at the front door. Then I've got some in my bag. Then there's some in the car. Then there's some in your car. And there's some here at work in my drawer.
There is some everywhere.